Morning, everybody. I'm your host, Sean Benson, and this is Chatting Between Takes. Oh, it is bright and early on a Sunday morning, and I'm heading out to actually shoot a short film. It's sort of a car-based video that I'm directing, and I don't think it's going to go that well. I don't think I've planned enough for it, so I think we'll get some basic footage, but we won't quite get what I need. But I want to start with something else. Let's just jump right into it. And obviously, I'm not just talking about Paris. I get that we should mourn for everybody, but I guess the best way to put it is, of course I'm more sad if my family member dies than if someone I don't know dies. Emily and I were talking about this, you know, and our heart has strings. I do mourn for everything and everybody. It sucks. I hate our world sometimes, a lot of the time. But I've lived in Paris for 4 months at a time. I have 50 friends there, and I've walked all those streets where those people were shot on, and they welcomed me in there as like a second home when I barely spoke the language, and my career was just resurrecting. I have heartstrings for Paris. So many people do. It's one of the nicest, if not the nicest, cities on the planet. So, you know, I'm talking mostly about Paris here in my heart, but I'm talking about anything. Listen, let's just start right here. If you fucking adhere to a book, if you follow a book, one book, first off, if you follow one book, you're fucking, like, you're an ass. Like, you're wrong. There's more than one book in the world. But more importantly, if your book advocates anything that then you have to justify by saying, oh, it's just a metaphor. So if your book says, kill infidels, and listen up, Christians or Catholics or whatever the fuck you are, if your book says, stone gay people, your book's fucked. Your book's outdated. Your book's wrong. If you have to go, right, but it's just a metaphor, it's not to be taken literally, your book's fucked. Get another book, or do what any normal fucking reasonable person does and go, yeah, it's a book. It's not the book. There's no the book. If in any part of your life you have the book, your life sucks. Sorry, but that's it. There's lots of books. There's lots of movies. There's lots of people. You know? And if your book says, oh, you should go and I can't even come up with a clever metaphor. Don't live your life according to one thing. Don't be a Republican. Don't be a fucking liberal. Don't be a new Democrat. Don't be a jihadist. Just be a human. And even then, don't even be a human. Just be a part of, you know, don't be a dolphin, you can't, but be a part of the world that has dolphins. So don't fucking slaughter them for their dorsal fin so you can get a hard on. Be a part of. Look, I get that animals eat animals, and I get that we need food, and that is part of a cycle. But when are you just slaughtering either for religious need or for your own financial gain? If you live according to a book, your life is wrong. Sorry, it's just wrong. And by the way, if you latch on to something like what happened in Paris or Beirut or in Kenya, yeah, there's more than one this week, and you start talking about the same, if this didn't change you, then don't comment on it. Don't use this to further what you already thought. I don't know what I think about this. I mean, I know what I feel about, I've always said it, right? I've said it on this podcast 100 times. There are people who will behead you on this planet. There's places you just don't get to go for the rest of your life, because they're run by fuckheads. And by the way, most of those places are run by people who adhere to one book. Not all, but most. And by the way, you know, let's just fucking get into this conversation.
if your book advocates killing gays, then it's not Christian phobic to go, Christians are fucked. And if your book advocates any aspect of subjugating women, any aspect, and if it even remotely needs to be read metaphorically because it says any infidels deserve to be dealt with capitally, then it's not phobic to go, that sucks. It's wrong. That's not phobic. That's called being reasonable. And again, if I keep including Christianity in this, it is to provide a fair and balanced vision, because how many people have had the skin peeled back from their genitals in the name of Christianity historically? No, let's get real clear. These books, does anyone really believe them? You know? I mean, I'm not talking about the soldiers. That's the problem. The soldiers, whether it's the fucking anti-abortionist hyper-right wingers who are like, you know, gonna go shoot someone at a clinic in the name of the Bible, or the soldiers who are gonna strap a suicide vest to themselves, they do probably believe it. They've been recruited and they're fucking dumb. We talked about dumb and allegiance to fucking radical, or at the very least, easily palatable. They're our villain, we're the fucking heroes, go do it. You know, insert religious, call it Nazism, call it fucking Islam, call it far right. Anything that promotes violence, wrong. Mein Kampf, that was a book. Go read that. Because those weren't metaphors, he meant that. And whoever fucking said, gays gotta be stoned, meant it. And whoever said kill infidels meant it. It goes back to the idea of a first date. When you're sitting with someone on a first date, they're telling you the truth. They're not invested in you. It's not a metaphor. When someone says, oh, I fucking hate Star Wars, don't go, oh, I'll convince them. No, they hate Star Wars. Trust that they're an adult who knew what they meant. Trust that whoever wrote that fucking book had an infinite number of other words to pick, but chose the ones they chose. So don't fucking apologize for things that advocate violence. If you do in your life, then you're no better than anyone who just goes and acts on it. All they're doing is then not liking Star Wars. And by the way, if you fucking apologize for any aspect of the book you live your life based on content, you're no better than people who act on it, because what you're doing is hiding them. And I don't mean Islam's, I mean any fucking body. If your book's wrong, you're wrong. Unless it's just a book. You know, I got my dad Mein Kampf for Christmas one year. He's an historical buff. It's one of probably 10,000 books the man's read and assimilated into a worldview. And he's not fucking doing anything insane. He's just living. He's not perfect, but he's living well. But if he was just all about Mein Kampf, he'd be no better than anyone who's just about the Bible, just about the Quran. I don't know what other books out there are shit. But there's shit books out there, and any book that says, you should go do this, you know? Now, where does that diverge from, you know, American Psycho or Catcher in the Rye? It diverges because those are accepted as fiction. You know, they don't proclaim themselves to be true, and no one believes them to be true. So, yeah, they stimulate, but no one... And look, the one guy who's like Catcher in the Rye's the book goes and shoots John Lennon. No one should be allowed to have a book. You know? Or at the very least, and again, whoa, are you advocating censorship? Brave New World? Handmaid's Tale? Fucking 1984? I don't know, maybe. Seriously. If there's a book, if anybody's into a book, and that book advocates violence, let's get rid of the person at least. Because they're too fucking dumb to live. If you think one book is it, come on. Get your head out of your ass. Even good books. You know? Even good books. I'm not saying I've read the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, but if I have, it might contain ideas like keep your own side of the street clean and give up resentment and help your fellow man. That's how you're going to stay sane and healthy. That's a great fucking book. But it shouldn't be anybody's only book. However, if you're going to have a book and your book's like that, at least you're not going to fucking do anything bad to anybody. You're going to go, you know, anonymously clean a bathroom stall to help your fellow man. Imagine that. Imagine that that's the book. But we live in a weird society where that one's called anonymous. But you can walk around, well, you can walk around with that, but you know what I'm saying. Bizarrely, the world has shame around things like alcoholism or mental disease that we try and recover from. Or that one does. I'm not saying I do. I did give up alcohol and drugs, but took a lot of books. Not just one. Don't fucking be an asshole. But you know what? What am I, you know. This is just a wheel turning, man. There are neo-Nazis right now. There are jihadists. There are people who are white planning attacks. Just don't link this shit to fucking, like refugees are fleeing a place where they're being killed and oppressed by not only the people claiming responsibility for some of these attacks, but even their own government who are committing war crimes. So then there's refugees fleeing that. So we hate what those people are doing. And we'd all take, like, hey, if you would take cute Parisian girl off the street who's in terror two nights ago, then take refugee. They're the same. Okay? They're like, I get it. We're whitewashed. I get it. We have heartstrings. I like cute Parisian girls. Is everything okay? Come into my house. I make you okay. Oh, you with the color in your skin. Fuck you, terrorist. Because no white people have ever committed atrocities, right? Because more white people in America haven't killed people in fucking movie theaters than terrorists in Paris. Oh wait, yes they have. That's where I get so pissed off at the knee-jerk fucking let's close doors to refugees. You know, I'm just saying. Don't be anything. You know, it's funny, because Adam Carolla, I really like his podcast. I have trouble with it sometimes, because when he gets ranting, I don't agree with him. A lot of his points, I don't buy. But the one I love, or one of the few, is don't identify too strongly with any one thing. Just be normal. Be a human. Don't, like, be so much of one thing that you can't engage another thing. And it can be subtle, too. I don't know. Don't be so much a triathlete that you can't just, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's why I'm a jack of all trades and a master of none. Maybe if I was more of a dick, I'd be either better at stuff or more willing to kill in the name of my book. Just don't fucking define yourself by bullshit. And then, you know how I like to think about this stuff. Just don't define yourself. It's not important. It's all ego. And if anybody's fucking bringing you under their banner, under a book, they're winning and you're losing. You know? I mean, whether all this stuff's literal, like, whether you... Look, history's not proven, right? Even if we know facts. But, you know, you look up this Wahhabism, and you look how basically, like, late 1700s, early 1800s, this fucking dude got followers. And it's like tribal. It's like villages going, I don't like the way they're visiting gravestones and idolizing. And, you know, that's, I don't even know if the guy, I don't think he used the word blasphemy, but they'd kill and maim and pillage and slaughter. over in that whole Saudi Arabian area. You know, and be proud of it. And speak greatly of killing 5,000 villagers because they didn't adhere to the right version of Islam. Well, that was fucking, you know, hundreds of years ago. And it's no different than what's happening now. But all we're really talking about is tribal power. Tribal power. Just watch the movie Network. Mad as hell, and we're not going to take it anymore. If you haven't seen this movie, it is fucking brilliant. I think it could use a 2015 edit because our attention spans are short. Although, I've dramaturged enough things to make them shootable, and yeah, there's a scene or two too many. However, when Ned Beatty's talking about how there's no democracy, there's no communism, there's money, there's global currency. You think anybody really cares? I mean, look, there's your radicals. Yeah, they care. But for the most part, this is money and power. If these ideas gave no one power, they'd shift the idea to get power. And that's just a fact. Every leader does it. Every leader's done it. There's a few genuine martyrs, and I don't mean bullshit suicide bomb martyrs. I mean people who believed in, you know, if you believe the man for all seasons, you know, your Thomas More was one of those guys who, you know, were Braveheart. However much of that William Wallace is true. People who actually believe something and are willing to die for good, even once they get the power, they don't change. But for the most part, it's adapting to power and money and sex. Sex and power, baby. How do I get it? Oh, what? I can reinterpret. Why do you think they're fucking raping so much? I get that rape's about power, not sex. But it's a blended line there. You know, it's obviously such a subjugative thing. Let me subjugate you by raping you. And let me show your man that I have more power than he does. But there's a sexual component, for sure. There's other ways to exert your power without having to have the sexual component. And it's so perverse, but it's just, don't be confused. If somebody's asking you to send them money, John Oliver did a big thing on this, to their church, and you're sending it to them, and they make a million times more than you will ever make, just think twice about sending them money. Period. It's coming from you. Now, if you're cool with that, because I like sending my money to David Gilmour. I've got tickets to see him in March. And they're not cheap. And he's worth 200 million pounds. I'm okay with that. I want to give David Gilmour my $100 to watch him play guitar for a night. That's good. I'm good with it. That, like, I know where it's going. I know that road crews and record labels and whoever's getting that money, I'm good with it. Are you good with the power you're supporting? I'm good with the David Gilmour's power. It's good. He can have it. Do you want your religious leader to have it? I guess you do. I guess that's why you follow them. Don't follow anybody. I know that's not totally true. I wouldn't be good at karate if I didn't follow someone. You know? And I haven't quite been lucky enough to follow an actor. I told you, Richard Thomas was a bit of a mentor, but, you know, I almost wish I could, but still, I'm an adult.
All right, gotta shoot. Hey everybody, welcome to Chatting Between Takes. So, I have a Bluetooth earpiece in right now. We'll see if that's as good or better or worse than my other microphone. So anyways, look, I did the podcast. I was obviously pissed off the other morning. Pissed off not only at what happens, but the fucking, basically racist reactions to it. You know, there was a mosque burned in Peterborough. And today in Toronto, a woman wearing a niqab got punched in the head, knocked down, and her kneecap stripped off her. So let's just be fucking clear. That's not a terrorist. The woman's not a terrorist. The terror is someone knocking a random person down in the street. The white dude. Okay, so let's just be really fucking clear about this. And the other thing, look, it's one thing to want increased security at the borders for refugees. Great. Yes. Yes. That's always been true. For anybody crossing borders, you know, you want to come into my house, like, I vet you. So, that's not right, left, wing. That's common sense. But where you become a bit of a monkey, like, let me give you this example. What's so bizarre to me, I remember after a lot of these cops were shooting black guys, so you'll have a video of a cop walking up, and then, like, the black guy runs away, and the cop open fires into their back, kills the guy, then later plants evidence, and you post this, and you go, fuck, man. And this was a popular response for a while. I can't armchair quarterback that. I wasn't there. I'm not going to armchair quarterback this one, okay? Now, look, I'm talking like it was just one of those things. It became like a phrase. Like, no one person I know said it. Like, 15. And it was basically people who wanted to go, yeah, let's not get all enraged about it. And by the way, in that particular one I'm describing, that guy is being charged with murder. So there are checks and balances. We know they fail, and if you don't think they fail, and if you don't think there's white privilege, even Bill O'Reilly admitted there was white privilege when Jon Stewart chatted reasonably with him. There's white privilege, so don't be a fool about that. In any case, so you've got a single video of only two people, one incident, and it's really clear what's happening, but people are, I don't want to armchair quarterback that. Why? Because if you armchair quarterback that, you'd have to A, admit that cops can brandish too much power, B, that we'd have all let the cop off if there hadn't been video, because the cop would have said it was self-defense, because that just happens all the time. Even when there's video, that happens a lot. A cop at the G20 was found guilty of assault. He gets suspended for 5 days. That's so fucked to me. And again, this isn't about a cop. It's like, your only job is to know and enforce the law, so fuckheads like me are supposed to be pulled over when I'm speeding, or let's say muling drugs across the border, like, you know, breaking the law. But when you're breaking the law as a cop, how do you only get 5 days? Especially when it's assault. Imagine if I went and beat someone with a baton, like these guys in, I think it was Tallahassee. I mean, there's video of a guy who did nothing, and the cop starts going, you grabbed my arm, he didn't. And then the cop drags him out and beats the hell out of him. And then 9 guys jump on, he's tasered and he's beat with a baton. Well, we can't armchair quarterback that, even though we have video of every single thing that happens. So, this isn't an anti-cop rant, it's why can you not armchair quarterback that, but somehow you know how we should respond to terrorism in Europe stemming from Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Saudi Arabia, going back to the late 1700s, you know how to answer that. You got the fix for that one. You got the answer, bruh. Well, good for you. I don't get that disconnect. Of course we need to always, not just now, be hypervigilant on a border with who's coming into the country. I think we should bring as many refugees as we literally can. Let's be real clear. Look up Damascus. I was talking with my sensei yesterday, one of the best chats I've had about this. He and I don't agree on all of this, but we listen and we grow through the conversation. We're not talking to repeat what we feel. And I learn a lot by having friends like that. You know, we agree on 80% or whatever you want to call it, and then that 20% we don't, we really hear each other out. We really hash it out. It's lovely. The point being, you know, we're talking about it. For me, you just got to look at the city of Damascus. That's what people are fleeing. They're not fleeing like being shoved around. It's rubble. The government's turning it into rubble. ISIS is turning it into rubble. And France, Canada, Britain, US, and whoever with their airstrikes are turning it into rubble. If you can't get your head around the idea that that will radicalize somebody, what's amazing to me is how radical I've seen people become because 3,000 kilometers away, 129 people got killed that they don't know. Imagine if that was your wife, your mother, your brother,
And it was done by a Western country who don't even show up for the war. And then your own government is actually killing you too. It's pretty, just again, all I'm trying, I'm not making anybody's excuse, but if you can get radicalized to the point where you become racist and you basically are part, look, you're either part of the solution or problem. I'm sorry, but if you're ranting about closing borders and fuck Muslims, you are part of the alignment. It's like I said about the book. If you're making apologies for passages in the Bible or the Quran, you're also kind of making, you're on the side of the guy punching the woman in the head. Sorry, like, I know it's more nuanced than that, but let's pretend it isn't. Let's use right-wing language. You're with or against. Well, you're with the guy punching the woman in the head. If your knee-jerk reaction is, let's just fucking shut down borders, fuck them, and send in airstrikes. Which isn't to say there aren't real threats. There are, obviously. I mean, obviously. But again, I said this, you know, I learned in karate that pain and fear are the two things that will shut down your mind and make you react badly. You're in pain, you flail out, you lash out, or fear, or you turtle, right? So we don't want to do either. We don't want to turtle and go, eh, nor do we want to go, well, then I'm just going to fire off all the bombs now and set, no, obviously no one's doing that, which is why thus far, by the way, I'm a fan of Trudeau's considered response. We stand with you, France. Yo, it took him a whole hour and a half to tweet because he was on a plane. Let's fucking show photos of him in a turban, why don't we, assholes? I love how this is, like, what's so absurd is that you're playing right into their hands. You're literally making this a religious thing because the religious people did something. That's so weird. Apparently you don't want to be that way and you're against it, but now you're going to start using it as the biggest insult to Trudeau that you can muster is putting a turban on him, which doesn't even make sense. Doesn't have anything to do. You know, you're putting a Sikh turban on him, not an ISIS head wrap. So it's so bizarre. But again, that's dumb thinking. So it doesn't surprise me that that's what you're going to do. You know, you may as well put a Nazi cap on them. It doesn't mean anything. It's actually just not even related to anything you're trying to say. So, whatever. That's, again, that's a whole subsection of people. But those are the people who are going to go commit white on Muslim, or not even Muslim, anybody not white, acts of terror. Because, again, the kind of dumb fuck who's going to go do that doesn't know the difference between a Sikh, a Sunni, a Shiite, and doesn't care. It's just not me, not white, punching head. Ugh. Do you really want to align yourself with that? Do you really? Think about it. Now again, you can want improved security at our borders, but in no way should that include going, by the way, we're going to go airstrike a country, we're going to turn them to rubble, basically we're going to kill more civilians than have ever died on Canadian soil, collateral damage, and then we're not going to take in refugees, but then we'll be surprised when some of them commit an act of terror, killing about 1/1000th of the number of people we've actually killed. And then we're going to be outraged, rinse, repeat. It's not that simple, but again, I can armchair quarterback the cop things, and I will armchair quarterback a lot of what's going on here, because a lot of what's going on here doesn't have to do with the fine points. It has to do with the human response. You know, I say this, I'm not as interested in the YouTube video as I am all the comments in the video. And just like anything, I mean, I really believe Winston Churchill said the greatest argument against democracy is speaking with the electorate. Because you realize how dumb and ill-informed and basically like racist and whatever. And maybe I am too and don't even know it. That's the best thing about being insane or dumb, is you're actually the happiest guy in the room and everyone else has to deal with you. As I always ask, where are you the insane or dumb one? But in any case, I extend that to the 2015 version, which is the greatest argument against democracy is the comment section of anything posted anywhere. Because all you have to read is how many people, once they become anonymous, want to rape, want to fucking, everything somehow gets into Jew Palestine. And of course, now it's going Muslim. And then back to rape, of course. fuck you, Israeli bitch, I'll rape you. And it's like, what? Oh, now it's Muslims we want to rape. Like, it's just so base. And again, it goes back to that experiment where, you know, you kind of had permission anonymously to shock somebody because you were helping the experiment, but it basically tends toward... That experiment was done to fundamentally illustrate why a really good person could become a Nazi Party supporter. And when I call people dumb and, you know, I'm including myself because there's dumb and dumb moments. I actually heard something ages ago from a... I should even call him gay. A friend of mine who hangs out with guys more than girls. And he said there's no gay or straight. There's just gay or straight acts. I really like that. I really like that. You know? Are you gay? Are you straight? Who gives a shit? Again, I always talk about this definition of self. Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? I don't care if I'm gay or I'm straight. But I want to get real with, committing makes it sound crime. Am I doing a gay act or a straight act? Even then, who cares? But you know what I'm saying. It's the act, not the sense of self, that actually defines me. You know, oh, I'm such a good guy, you know, people really like me. Well, maybe they don't, and maybe I show up late, and maybe I cheat on my girlfriend, and, you know, I'm not a good guy then. You know, oh, I identify as gay, but I make out with girl. Well, who cares? Doesn't really matter. So my point, though, is like, when we get into these, like, are you dumb? No, you're not dumb, but you can do lots of dumb things. I don't know who's dumb or smart. I mean, IQ is a real specific thing. It's called intelligence quotient. It is a construct. So high IQ doesn't make you better than low IQ. But low IQ means you'll probably be less likely to understand lateral reasoning or recognize patterns. I mean, these are some of the things that IQ measures. That's just a fact. You know, you suck a guy's dick and you're a guy. That's a gay act. I don't know if it makes you gay or not, and it certainly doesn't make you a bad person. Anybody who thinks that, like, just move on to another podcast because, or listen to this one and maybe you'll come around to realizing that beautiful humans, or not even beautiful, imperfect humans like all of us, doing things with other imperfect humans that are consensual and joyous, let's do that. Let's do lots of that. Let's do so much of that that it crowds out heinous humans doing heinous things in the name of what they think is right. Again, I don't think we have a lot of right-wing Bible thumpers, so there's no reason to go gay marriage, straight marriage on this, but you see where I'm going with it is like, it's not hard to fall into mini versions of radicalization. You think Christmas is under attack all of a sudden, and now you want to go out and get mad at Muslims. Well, imagine if you were actually under attack. Imagine if you were actually being bombed and your family was actually being murdered. Not hard to radicalize someone when that's where they're coming from. Doesn't mean our borders shouldn't be tight, but tight doesn't mean not helping. These people are fleeing the very thing we hate. And if you can't see that, yeah, that's a fucking dumb part of you. And again, like, I had this wonderful chat with Sensei, Randy. However, if you think you should just welcome everyone with open arms, you're a dumb fuck too. You know, I want to be real clear on that. I'm happy to put my tax dollars towards appropriate security. I just don't want to waste any time talking about fucking religious tests at borders. I mean, obviously that's an American thing, and, you know, the right is way more radical over in that country, thank God. But when a guy like Saskatchewan, that premier, the fuck, is like, oh, we're not going to take in any refugees. Like, really? You're not going to help anybody? You know, you're so Christian that you actually won't help anybody? Good stuff, brother. You really understand it. I love it. There was somebody posted, if only we had a relevant seasonal tale about people in need being turned away and having nowhere to go. I believe the phrase that wonderful meme writer is referring to is, but there was no room for them at the inn. We don't want you here. And guess who was born? Baby Jesus! Bill Burr, TM. Baby Jesus. So, you know, when you turn all these people away, well, guess what?
Maybe you get a Jesus, or maybe you get somebody who's so fucking tired of, you know, nowhere to go. There's a great cartoon I saw. The knife in the back of people, and the knife was labeled ISIS, and then the West with just a big hand saying, we don't want you. Look, who does want anybody? I don't even like having anyone other than, like, Greg and Kobe stay at my house for long. You know? Like, who wants a stranger in their house? And if we're calling our country our house, well, I'll tell you, I do. I really do. I want to be that guy. You know? I don't want to use, oh, my kids, or, oh, my, what about, oh, if anyone heard Emily? It's like, well, again, it's so, anyways, your chance is so damn slim. There's so many other ways you're gonna die, people. Like, let's get real now. Let's actually get real. Let's go to numbers. You are not gonna die from terrorism. You aren't. You're gonna die from a car accident. You're gonna die from heart disease. You're gonna die from cancer. You will not die from terrorism. So why would you let, look, you still enjoy a burger, you know? You still enjoy a nice drive. So enjoy helping people who need it, and enjoy that that makes you a good person. Enjoy that the very Christianity or spirituality. You know, I'm a little torn on the prayer thing, because I love what my buddy Tom posted, probably because it was a photo of Patrick Stewart as Jean-Luc Picard saying, why pray to a God that let this tragedy happen in the first place? Well, first off, for me with the thing, if you don't pray, by the way, I do. I pray many times a day. I've chosen to believe in God, and I pray morning, noon, and night. So when I say, you know, I actually haven't, because I feel like the more you do something, the less you need to talk about it. I wasn't really into Facebook posts about this whole shit. But in any case, if I say, oh, you know, praying for Paris, I actually mean it. But if you don't pray, saying pray for Paris is like saying go to a food drive when you've never donated food. Like, in other words, do what you do. Do what you do. Mourn how you mourn. A hashtag does not make you an active participant or a helpful participant. Unless you're raising awareness. Like, my brother once called and asked about something, and we spent weeks working through something he needed help with, which was beautiful for me, by the way, to be in a position in my life where I could offer help to my brother instead of just taking it. In any case, he and I got to a point after about 3 weeks where I said, listen, I can't continue giving you advice unless I tell you that I would be only praying to God at this point to show me what he would have me do, as opposed to trying to figure out how to get God to do what I want, including reveal an answer. God will reveal the answer when it's revealed. Take that, leave that, doesn't matter. The point is that I hit a point where I was like, listen, Norm, hashtag pray for answer. In other words, it was an actual real answer from me to him, because anything less than that, and I'm no longer offering anything. You know, the other thing too, by the way, about this whole Christmas bullshit, if it's your birthday, guess what I say to you? Happy birthday. So if it's your Hanukkah, why wouldn't I say to you, happy Hanukkah? Period. That's all, that end of discussion. Oh, it's your birthday? Happy birthday. Oh, it's Hanukkah for you? Happy Hanukkah. Done. It's actually not about me to go around going, it's my birthday, wish me happy birthday. We all know that guy or girl, they suck. Throwing a party is one thing. Insisting you wish them happy birthday, that's arrogant. That's an arrogant fuck. Would you like that person? Don't be that person. Okay, gotta go teach.